Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Farmer's Almanac, available at newsstands everywhere, is celebrating this year its 200th anniversary. Current editor Pete Geiger.
We pulled together not just a good almanac, but also a special 16-page section that captures some of the really cute mannerisms of what it was like in the 1818 and 1830 and 1878, kind of advice to people. And it is just a walk through what it was like to be an American for 200 years.
He says this edition is chock full of new ideas and, looking back, some old ones that still hold true today.
There was a segment in the 1872 where it talked about advice for girls, we would call them women now, and it really talked about don't just be flirtatious to get a man, get an education, get something to support yourself, and da-da-da-da. And I thought, wow, that was very progressive for the time.
He says they've done a significant feature on how farming has changed, its tools and practices. They're hosting a Farmer of the Year contest in which you can participate with an essay.
In 300 words or less, what makes your nominee outstanding, supporting the tradition, innovation in agriculture, community involvement, and inspiration. So we're going to come up with three names of people who are either farmers or ranchers who kind of epitomize why farming is still important today.
Details in this edition of the Almanac and online at farmersalmanac.com. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Of course, the most popular tidbit in the Farmer's Almanac is the winter forecast. Now, some say it's so broad it would cover any scenario, but Geiger says about 85% of commenters say they're usually on track. At the end of this comment, he does get specific, so write it down. See if they nail it.
We say for Kentucky is numbing cold and snowy. We say it's going to start maybe a little bit earlier, like the middle of November. A little wishy-washy in December, because you talk about mild, and you talk about rain, talk about snow. But then when you get right down to it, we're talking about February as being, the killer month. We say cold man winter is back, and I think that we'll see it this year, but particularly in the month of February. But we do talk about a 3 to 6 inch storm January 20th to 23rd.
The Almanac sports a colorful orange and green cover, available at most newsstands and online at farmersalmanac.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.